Move over, Silicon Valley. There is a new kid on the tech startup block. Dice.com, a career site for tech and engineering professionals, just ranked St. Louis, Missouri, the fastest growing tech mecca based on the jump in the number of job postings on their website. Jim Brasunas is executive director of the St. Louis Information Technology Entrepreneur Network. That's a group that facilitates partnerships between entrepreneurs and investors. So, Jim, you say, you know, St. Louis has a long way to go to be Silicon Valley or New York, number one in high-tech jobs, Baltimore, D.C., number two. But St. Louis is growing. What are you seeing there?
First of all, as you said, we've got a really fast-growing entrepreneur ecosystem here in St. Louis. It's been really gathering steam over the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, hold on. We want to hear more about that. How so? Is the city investing? Are there, you know, some cities have buildings devoted to entrepreneurs. What have you got?
Well, yeah, there is a building here that is a downtown building that has been underutilized. We've basically taken over a couple of floors there. We call it T-Rex because it's the old Railway Exchange building in St. Louis, and so this is technology at the Railway Exchange. So we've got about 40 startup tech companies in that facility. And then the program that I run, I-10, we're working with over 200 tech startups.
Well, it's having impact. The Dice.com says the job postings from the St. Louis area jumped 25%. Tell us about a company that you'd want us to know about.
Well, there's a number of them. It's hard to choose, but, you know, one I'll single out is Norse Corporation. They focus on reducing fraud for credit card processors. Another company that's getting a lot of excitement is Aisle 411. They provide indoor mapping for big box stores and Walgreens and stuff like that. So the little blue ball that you get on you know, Google Maps when you want to find something, they're doing the same thing indoors.
Well, I'm looking at some of the listings. As we said, St. Louis jumped 25%. Charlotte jumped 22%. And when we were in Charlotte recently, we went to a great incubator there where they're trying to put entrepreneurs together with money. Austin jumped 16%. Phoenix, 13%. Detroit, 10%. But we also know that Jack Dorsey, who created Twitter, comes from St. Louis, but moved his mobile app startup, Square, from St. Louis to Silicon Valley when, back in the day, he couldn't find the right developers in St. Louis.
Right. Yeah, and it's that's certainly a challenge. I mean, when you look at a Dice report, they're looking at probably technology workers across the board. So in a city like St. Louis is jumping up because we've got all of that going on. And it's plus it's a low cost of living. We've got beautiful white sandy beaches. You can see the snow-capped mountains in the distance and, you know.
Sell it.
Uh-huh.
Well, is that part of it that you have to sell it? I mean, because we're reading that, you know, there was a time when you had marketers who didn't know how to code and coders who didn't know how to sell their ideas and what you're trying to do with your group. And do you say Intenstal?
I-10.
I-10, which is the Information Technology Entrepreneur Network in St. Louis.
Right.
How do you get the people there that you need to fill the need? I mean, you know, the young people maybe want to move to Silicon Valley. Maybe they want to move to Chelsea and Manhattan. But how do you get them to want to move to St. Louis?
That's been a problem. But, you know, we've got a major university here, Washington University, that attracts students from all over the world. And it used to be that, you know, all of those graduates would go somewhere else after they're done with their studies here. But we're getting an increasing number of them that are discovering kind of the cool parts of St. Louis and settling in here.
Well, and that's how it works. We spoke last year with economist Enrico Moretti, who said that for every new high-tech job created in a city, and again, St. Louis has just jumped 25% in its high-tech jobs, five additional jobs are ultimately created, you know, from doctors to hairdressers. It's the multiplier effect. Are you hoping for that, or are you already seeing that?
We have a ways to go. This is a town that's, we're not really Rust Belt, but it's a Midwest city that, you know, has seen better times in years gone by. So the new stuff that's happening is certainly creating a lot of excitement around town, and I think hope that the future is going to be pretty rosy for this part of the world.
Jim Brasunas, Executive Director of the St. Louis Information Technology Entrepreneur Network, as St. Louis has just been ranked by Dice.com as the fastest-growing high-tech mecca in the country. Best of luck to you.
Thanks so much, Robin. I appreciate it.
I can hear bags being packed now. Back in 30 seconds. Here now.